Welcome to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to be listening to some blues and rock recordings. Starting this hour out with the John Spencer Blues Explosion from 2012 at WFMU Cherry Blossom Clinic playing Black Mold.
Got the move, all these things up on the floor.
I'm the Moonshiner, and you're in the Bootlegger Shack.
That was obviously called Closer to the Heart. Before that, Hemispheres. We'd like to do something for you now that's also from our Hemispheres album. This is called Circumstances.
From my window,
Thank you. Okay, ho. We'd like to do something for you from our last album.
This that was Rush from 1978 at Tucson Convention Center Arena in Tucson, Arizona, with Circumstances. Here's Savoy Brown from 1981 at Ludwig Garage in Cincinnati, Ohio, and the song is called I'm Tired.
Now ain't that a crying shame? Now wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? Now I'm not trying to please. I just don't see. If I don't care about the hell that I don't care about, you will help the blues I feel. Oh. Expect me to feel. You know, but some people love it for that way that I cry shame. Now, wouldn't it be a real drag if we were all the same? I'm not gonna try to be. I just don't see. If I'm myself down, get on the ball. You would help the blues out of me. Oh, yeah. Help the blues out of me. The blues I feel. You have the blues I feel. You'll have the blues. Do-do-dum. Do-do-dum. Dum 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 dum.
Thank you. like to do for you now a song which features Kim Sibbons on lead guitar, features Lonesome Dave on vocal and guitar, Tony Stevens on bass, and Roger Earl on drums. Song which comes from our Blue Matter album, and
Heaven and Hell, which was Ronnie James Dio on the vocals. The song was called The Mob Rules. It was recorded in 2008 at Molson Amphitheater in Toronto, Canada. Here's the Rolling Stones from 1963, recorded at Chess Studios in Chicago, Illinois. Reelin' and Rockin'.
Without Slaps you once in a while. She needs some love.
That was Alice Cooper, Only Women Bleed, from 2004 at Banan Pirin, Frihamnen, which is the Banana Pier in Göteborg, Sweden. There's the Grateful Dead from 1974 at Winterland Arena in San Francisco, California. They love each other. Thank you.
You hear it every day.
I don't want my kid to grow up and be a big, fat Japanese wrestler.
He's a sumo!
Sumo!
The problem is sumo-phobia.
That's disgusting!
We must remember, what one man does with a rump roast in the privacy of his own home should not affect our opinions.
I don't know, it's just not natural for a guy to wear his hair in a bun like that.
Sumophobia is an irrational fear of nearly nude fat men in diapers. But by learning about our sumo friends, we can conquer our fear and live together.
I tell you one thing, I don't want my son living in some army barracks with a bunch of sumos.
We have so much to learn. For more information about sumophobia, write for our free, informative booklet, Johnny's Daddy Has a Wedgie. We all want to avoid sumo bashing. Because it hurts.
Don Fleener, president of the National Association of Accountants.
According to back-to-school polls, accounting is the number one major among college students. That means kids today know what accountants have always known. Accounting is cool. For years, accountants have been stereotyped as boring, detail-obsessed number crunchers. In fact, let me crunch those numbers. Okay, I've personally been stereotyped as boring and detail-obsessed for 37 years, 14 days, 5 hours, and 22 minutes. Which proves my point. If accountants really were boring and detail-obsessed, I'd have added up the seconds, too. But I didn't. That proves that accountants can be just as exciting as, say, lion tamers. Of course, if I had counted the seconds, it would have been 58 seconds.
The National Association of Accountants reminds you that after listening to this message, we're forced to admit that we're really pretty boring after all.
Cue the sound effects!
One, two, three, four!
That was Ted Nugent from 2003 at Jefferson County Fair, Hillsboro, Missouri, with Soul Man, which is a song written by Isaac Hayes and first recorded by Sam and Dave. Now we're going to listen to Yes from 1978 at Wembley Arena in London, playing Soon.
Soon.
much. Thank you.
Listen on the radio too. Man, we love it up here. You know it. Hell, it's sad to go back home sometimes when you got so many friends up here. Thank you.
Marshall Tucker Band, This Old Cowboy. It was recorded live at Nassau Coliseum in Long Island, New York in 1980. Now we're going to hear Jimi Hendrix, Hear My Train A-Comin'. Recorded at rehearsal session at Royal Albert Hall in
He said, I heard you playing a couple of records that started me out. I said, oh, it did. No.
Junior Walker, Dan and Lisa is in the audience from Detroit.
Hi, wait a minute, you ain't going nowhere. Hi, Jan and Lisa. Where's she at? Raise your hand.
There's a whole lot of folks out here. I can't see.
Oh, that's her. Okay. Oh, now wait. Now two of y'all ain't Janice. You feel like playing with him? Let him do that same thing, Pop. You know that. We gotta let him play just a little bit behind me before we start. Yeah, you know I'm gonna get him now. You know that. He back there. He back there, ain't he? We're going to see what he can do now. Ain't that right? You with me, ain't you? We together. We like that, that, that. Are you ready?
Thank you.
Walker from 1995, Put On Your Wig, recorded at the Tricentennial Plaza in Albany, New York. You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack. We're going to play this set out with Irish blues rocker Rory Gallagher from 1973 at BBC Radio Studios, and the song is Tattooed Lady. Thanks for listening.